Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. A former executive at Nashville International Airport filed a federal lawsuit challenging his firing. Neil Bedrock was executive vice president at the organization's top attorney. He alleges he was illegally fired in retaliation for investigating workplace grievances. In the lawsuit, Bedrock says he received a complaint against CEO Doug Krulin, alleging he'd created a hostile work environment for a black female colleague. He then reported the complaint to the Airport Authority Board and initiated the process for an independent investigation. The complaint paints a picture of Bedrock slowly being edged out of leadership roles before being terminated without cause. The Nashville Post reports that timeline matches a story the paper covered in 2024, when the authority held closed-door meetings about an investigation into Krulin. It found no wrongdoing. The Post said the airport authority declined to comment on pending litigation. The U.S. Army announced deals yesterday that could give energy vendors up to $2.2 billion to construct, operate, and own nuclear micro-reactors on five bases across the country, including at Fort Campbell. Derek Operly with member station WKMS reports.
The deals are a part of the Army's Janus program, aimed at using nuclear reactors to curb the country's reliance on commercial energy sources. Per a military release, BWXT Advanced Technologies will be contracted at Fort Campbell along the Kentucky-Tennessee border. Microreactors are also slated to be built by private companies on military installations in Georgia, New York, North Carolina, and Texas. The Janus program was announced last year, with nine bases initially in the running for microreactors. In line with an executive order from President Donald Trump, the Army wants one of these reactors to be operational by September 2028. No timeline was announced for the Fort Campbell project. I'm Derek Operly in Paducah.
That story was brought to you by the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom, a collaboration of NPR member stations in Tennessee, Kentucky, and West Virginia. As always, you'll find more local news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines. This is WPLN News.